In a world of EMS podcasters, EMS Office Hours is the only live podcast bringing you the latest topics and opinions in EMS. Turn down your scanner and turn up your speakers as we join Jim Hoffman and Josh Knapp on their latest EMS podcasting journey.
Hey, Jim Hoffman here for EMS Office Hours. Thanks for joining me on the podcast, guys, once again. As always, I always ask to please do me a favor, go to iTunes, Stitcher, leave me a review there, leave me a rating there. It really does help with the rankings. It helps me reach more people, believe it or not, by you ranking and rating the show. You know, one star, I'll take it, but of course, I'd love to have five stars. So do me a favor, if you get a chance to listen to today's episode, there's a link right on this page. Go to iTunes and leave me a quick review there. Leave me a rating there. Like I said, it really does help with me getting more listeners and getting more people involved in EMS Office Hours. So, okay. Today, I wanted to, first of all, Happy New Year, of course, right? This is like the first podcast I've actually been able to sit down and do for the new year. But Happy New Year. And I wanted to sort of kind of encourage you or to ask you if you are aware of how you can be or if you are a micro-influencer. So what do I mean by that, right? What's a micro-influencer? It might sound pretty self-explanatory, but I'll give you sort of my take on it. You look at me, for instance, right? I'm a micro-influencer in EMS in the fact that I help my sites and my goal is to help people pass exams, right, with more confidence. It's to help people build their knowledge base as EMS providers, right? And I'm also sort of on the side note of having people taking more of a realistic view of what we can do as EMS providers and focusing on that knowledge and those skills for us to do that, right? So that's where my sort of micro influence comes into play. And I want to do more of that, right? And I'm really, really down into the micro when it comes to exams and stuff, because I do a lot of things for New York City EMS, right? So not only do I do the New York City, but I do a lot of other EMS stuff nationwide, but you kind of breaks it down to different levels, right? So that's where I'm at with that. That's how I am a micro influencer, right? Because trying to be macro and hit all of the goalposts, right, and hitting all the marks to be a macro influencer, and even in something like EMS, is difficult, right? So by being a micro-influencer, I can be more successful, not just for myself, but for the people I'm trying to help out there, right, by focusing at that micro level. So how does that apply to you? Well, for you as a provider, right, all of you can be micro-influencers in your area, right? You can be a micro-influencer with the agency that you're at, okay, the things that you do, the things that you focus on to make what you're doing better, to make your agency better. And that might just be something like coming to work in a press uniform with shine shoes, right? That influences your perception of other, of people's perception of you within your agency, right? You can be a micro-influencer with your patients and families and how you're treating them. And it's not just knowing protocols and being a good paramedic as far as getting IVs and being a good clinician, like I mentioned, about building knowledge base and all, but it's also about sort of that bedside manner, right? Explain to the patient what's going on, letting them know their options for treatment, their options for transport, what hospitals might be more beneficial to them, right? And in that way, you're a micro-influencer to the patients and families that you come in contact with. And the same thing goes for being a micro-influencer when it comes to the other healthcare professionals you interact with. The nurses, the doctors, other paramedics, EMTs, even first responders and the firefighter that you come in contact with, right? Law enforcement. That's how you yourself can be a micro-influencer. And what are you influencing? Well, you're not just influencing what is going on at that particular moment by being that person. You're also influencing the people you're interacting with, their perception of EMS, their perception of you as a professional, okay? And their perception even of your agency and the colors and the logo and the name that's on the side of your ambulance, right? All of it ties in. Now, you might say, well, what is that giving me as an individual? It's giving you, of course, that personal satisfaction. It's giving you, of course, that knowledge that you've done the best job that you can, right? But also, if more of us out there are micro-influencers in what we do every day in EMS, then it starts tying into what I mentioned before, which is difficult, is being the macro-influencers, right? It's sort of those little voices, those little micro-influencers that everybody becomes, ends up becoming more macro, okay? Where people start sort of seeing everybody in EMS in that light. Everybody in EMS being a professional, presenting themselves as a professional, treating them as professionals, treating each other, okay, with respect, and treating our patients with respect, and giving them the treatment options and transport options and things like that. So all of that ties in together. So my challenge to you, of course, in 2018 is to sort of figure out where you can be a micro-influencer, okay? And yes, it starts with having a good knowledge base. It starts with being a good clinician, right? But where can you see yourself this year sort of plugging yourself into the micro of EMS so that you can be part of the influencing that goes macro, okay? Goes bigger, goes larger, okay? And maybe that's just you saying, okay, every patient, I'm going to make sure they know they have transport options. They don't have to go to a closer hospital if they're stable and they can go to a hospital of their choosing, okay? Or maybe it's, I'm going to be a micro-influencer because I'm going to make sure my documentation is more spot on, okay? Maybe it's micro because you're going to start presenting yourself, you know, in a better light as far as even your appearance. You're going to start really pressing uniforms, shining your shoes, things like that. Okay, try to figure out where you fit in that micro, guys, and how that can kind of translate into the bigger picture. Okay, I hope you see where I'm coming from on this, guys, and where you can kind of fit in. Don't just think you have to go to work, sit in that seat, and answer calls. EMS is much bigger than that. Okay, and while I feel that a lot of things we do can be minimal, right, I think there's a lot of maximum influence we can have on each other and the people that we serve. All right, guys, I'm going to end it there. Questions, comments, send them to me. It's contact@emsofficehours.com. Until next time, as always, I am Jim Hoffman. Stay safe.